Welcome to the deep dive. So, imagine handing a student a blank canvas and just saying, draw subduction zone.
Right, which is basically terrifying if you can't draw.
Exactly. If they can't draw, they just fail the assignment, even if they completely understand the underlying geology.
Yeah, and for decades, science education has relied on these static textbook diagrams because, you know, creating dynamic visuals on the fly was just simply too hard.
But today, AI is completely ripping up that canvas. We're looking at an article called Beyond the Stock Image by educators Christine Ann Royce and Valerie Bennett. And our mission today is to show you how generating AI imagery isn't just some learning shortcut. It's actually, well, it's a really powerful bridge to mastering complex invisible concepts.
It really is. That shift from a fixed poster on the wall to a fluid, responsive landscape, it completely changes a teacher's baseline toolkit.
Because you aren't just showing an exoplanet's atmosphere anymore.
No, exactly. You're building comparative ecosystems. Like, a teacher can prompt a tool like Gemini to generate a realistic Pennsylvania woodland. Yeah, and then they can immediately regenerate it to show a 20% decrease in rainfall over a decade, or maybe a 2-degree temperature spike.
So the abstract data instantly becomes this tangible environment.
Exactly.
And I feel like the actual creation of those images turns the prompt itself into like a verbal practical exam.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Right. Because think about the gap between a novice just typing a picture of a mountain forming and an expert asking for a cross-section of a convergent boundary showing a subduction zone.
Yeah, and AI isn't acting as an answer key in that scenario. I mean, it's acting as a mirror. It perfectly reflects the exact limits of your own scientific vocabulary.
Because the algorithms are built to reward high specificity.
Exactly. If you lack the precise terminology, the AI simply cannot render the image accurately.
And handing that keyboard to the students, well, that's what levels the playing field for the unartistic ones, right? They transition from consumers to creators.
100%. They don't need to perfectly sketch a plant cell anymore. They prove their conceptual mastery by accurately describing, like, a prominent central vacuole and chloroplasts.
Wait, they could even visualize long-term hypotheses too, right?
Yeah.
Like, predicting how a specific bird's beak might physically adapt over 1,000 years.
Yes, to crack hard shell nuts instead of eating soft fruit, for example.
But wait, I'm looking at this from the outside, and it feels a bit like, I don't know, cheating. Like, if the AI does all the heavy lifting of the actual drawing, aren't the students skipping the core work?
Well, it seems that way until you actually see the feedback loop in action.
How so?
Because the AI demands such strict technical parameters. So a student who doesn't actually understand the anatomy of a chloroplast will just get this useless generic blob.
Oh, I see. So the technology fundamentally forces the exact content mastery it's being used to illustrate.
Exactly. You literally have to know the science to generate the art.
Which brings up a massive catch, I think, because relying on an algorithm to visualize science means teaching you to fiercely question the output.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've all seen AI confidently generate something that is just completely fundamentally wrong.
Right, the scientific hallucinations.
Yeah, it's this constant conflict between scientific accuracy and aesthetics. Like, an image generator might produce a stunning, highly detailed rendering of a heart with 5 chambers.
Wait, really? 5 chambers?
Yes. Not because there's any biological precedent, but simply because the algorithm is, well, it's optimizing for visual symmetry and aesthetic balance over empirical data.
I mean, a 5-chambered heart might win a digital art contest, but it absolutely fails the biology test.
Precisely. You have to verify the accuracy. Users also have to spot inherent biases, like the algorithm always generating a stereotypical scientist in a lab, or, you know, navigate digital authorship ethics.
So a standard biology lesson suddenly doubles as a masterclass
yeah.
in modern digital literacy. You literally have to cross-reference these generated visuals against actual empirical data.
And that discipline translates far beyond the classroom. I mean, whether you're catching up on a new scientific field or just prepping for a high-stakes technical meeting.
Right, because using AI to visualize complex data forces you to confront the gaps in your own understanding.
Exactly. If your prompt is vague, well, your thinking is likely vague, too.
We are definitely far beyond just pointing at a finished picture on the wall. Which leaves us with this thought to mull over.
Go for it.
If AI can perfectly visualize our hypotheses, will the ability to ask the exact right question soon become far more valuable than simply memorizing the answer?